We read in Parsha Shoftim about the din of Azapim Mamre, Ki Kolamim Chadova La Mishpat Bein Dam La Dam Bein Din La Din Bein Nega La Nega. So the Averis Elio, written by the Talmid HaGrov, quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Kan Kittel HaTorah Kol Gimel Chalkei HaTorah. There are three areas of Halacha. One area is Bein Dam La Dam Yisav HaHeter. The other area is Bein Din L'Din, Dini Mominis, and the third area is Bein Nega L'Nega, Tumah V'Tara. And within each area, all the dinim fit into one pattern, fill into one big system. So you can learn that, B'Dinecha L'Havera, Ma'amotzinu. But from one area to the other, each one of the three areas, Dini Mominis, and Yisav HaHeter, and Tumah V'Tara, each one has a whole system. But you can't learn that from one to the other. The Gemara says, Yisim Mituma Lo Yafina. The Gemara says, Yisurim in Mamayna le'afinim, because Mamayna is one area and Tumah V'Tara is another area and Didimamis is another area. So this year we're going to be learning Nizikin, the Limud Bifnei Atzma. The Mishnah says in the end of Baba Basra, HaRosh HaShayachim Yasek B'Didimamis Shein Lecha Mektzua B'Tora Godel Mizeh. Very complicated, very hard. The Balamor lived in Lunel. Lunel is a city in southern France, in Provence. And Lunel means the moon. So he calls the name of his sefer by the name of the city, calls on Hamor HaKotan. But he says when you come to Nezikin, you have to have sunlight. You have to have Hamor HaGodl. He changes the name of his chibur. Because you can't learn Nezikin to the light of the moon. You have to learn to the light of the sun. This Masechta is going to discuss different types of Tashlum Imamen. The Gemara has two different types of tashlumin. There's milvah haksuvah b'ater, milvah k'sheinah k'suvah b'ater. Milvah doesn't necessarily mean a halva, milvah means a chiyav mamon. So there's a milvah haksuvah b'ater, a chiyav mamon that the Torah imposes. Like a chayvul, a mazik, and ganav, and knas, and kefal, the Torah imposes. And then sometimes you have the milvah k'sheinah k'suvah b'ater, even if it wouldn't be written in the Chumash, you would know on your own that you're chayv to pay. Person goes to the store and he buys merchandise, of course, he accepted upon himself the obligation to pay. Person borrows money, he accepted upon himself the obligation to pay. So that's called the milveh. It does mean that it doesn't appear in the Chumash. It does appear in the Chumash. It says, the Chumash talks about paying back a halvoa. But Tosis explains in Ksubis, milveh shein ksuvah b'atar means even if it wouldn't have been written in the Chumash, we would have known on our own that you have to pay. Halacha l'maisa, there may be up to six nafkaminas ledina between milvah haksuv b'ater, milvah shenik suv b'ater. One nafkamina is here. The Gemara has later on, the Mishnah says there are four avos nazikin, then the Gemara has a brisa that there are 13 avos nazikin, then another brisa says that there are 24 avos nazikin. So the original avos nazikin, Rashi writes on the Mishnah, are those that say Beferish and Chumash. But then the Gemara lists in the list of the 24 Avos Nezikin, some of them are the Rabbanon. So that doesn't say in Chumash, that's only the Rabbanon. So the Gemara asks, why do you call it Avos? The Gemara says, Tafei kulum ka Avos lishanami meitav. You have to pay meitav. And the Gemara says, how do you know? So there's a gigantic Xerushava, like an octopus, all over the place. Tachas tinsini yishalim kesef. Any place that one of these four words appears in the Chumash, you have to pay meitav. That's on Hamad Aleph. So they have such a fantastic gzera shava, so they couldn't kvetch ois already that a balchayv should pay also min ha'idis. There's one opinion in Gittin that a balchayv pays idis min ha'tor, it's only mid the Rabbanan, that he can only, that the balchayv can only collect from beidinus. But that's not the accepted opinion. We paskin like the other opinion, and Gittin that the Baal Chayv is dinim min ha'Torah b'ziburis, and with the Rabbanan they elevated it to Beinonis. There's one opinion in the Yerushalmi that the Yifei'inayim refers you to, that it's dinim min ha'Torah b'Beinonis. But Ruba de Ruba don't hold that it's dinim min ha'Torah b'Idis. So the question is, why not? You have such a big Zereshava, Tachas Tinsini Yishalim Kesef includes Choftal Rabbis Nezik, and even dinim the Rabbanan, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came there as a Tikkun, even Hamatame, the Hamatame, the Hamanasach is only with the Rabbanan. So why couldn't they already say, what's so difficult to say that Baal Chayv should also be Menator Be'idis? So the Menhas Chinuch raises this issue on Parshas Mishpatim, and he says he thinks that this Gzeresh Shavah Idis only applies to Milvah HaKsuvah B'Torah. If it's a chiv mamon that the Torah imposes, so the Torah imposes sort of to the maximum, that you have to pay meitav. If it's a hischaivus midas, the person accepted it upon himself, so he never accepted that he's going to pay from either. So then in our Torah we assume that it's beziburis. So that's one nafkamina from the beginning of Bava Kamma. There are other nafkaminas as well. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote his Meiri in Bava Kamma, and Daf Ayin Amud Beis. He hardly ever quoted Meiris, but this Meiri is a snazzy opinion that Kom Lebe D'Rabbenei doesn't apply to his Chayvus Midas. Let's say a person is smoking a cigar on Shabbos, and as he's smoking the cigar, he borrows money from somebody else, or he buys some merchandise in the store on Shabbos. So he agreed to pay back the halvoa. He agreed to pay for the merchandise that he bought. That's a hischaivus midas, halvoa. But the mehamekach is a hischaivus midas. So the Meiri quotes an opinion from the Rishonim. It's a question whether we should accept it or not. He quotes an opinion from the Rishonim that by hischaivus midas, you don't apply kom lebe d'rabbenei. Then in the first sugya in Sanhedrin, the Gemara distinguishes between different categories of chiyuvei tashlumi mamon. The Gemara says there's gzeilus v'chavolus and there's hodos v'halvois. So the Parsha Mishpatim teaches us that when you have a din Torah regarding gzeilus v'chavolus, you have to have shlosha smuchim, because it says three times Elohim, 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 loshen chol, not loshen kodesh, and the word Elohim in the context of dayanim means dayanim smuchim. And the Gemara, the accepted opinion, the Rama holds the halacha that as far as hados v'halvos is concerned, you don't need shlosh smuchim. What's the difference? How do you define what's gzeilus v'chavolos and what's hados v'halvos? The Rav Soloveitchik thought that al pipashas, this is the difference. Gzeilus v'chavolos means a chiyuv mamon that the Torah imposes, as opposed to hados v'halvos, that's a chayvus midas. Whenever the Torah imposes the chiyuv, so then the Torah says you have to have a bezna of three smuchim to declare that the Torah imposed the chiyuv. But if it's a hischaivus midas, he accepted it upon himself, then the halacha says it's not necessary to have shlosha smuchim. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Malva V'loiva, an interesting chiddush, that a cotton is a, the Mishnah says later in Hachoyvel, Chemishot of a cotton, Allah b'nei chiyuva. If a cotton shehizik, a cotton shechoval, doesn't have to pay. Torah doesn't impose chiyuvim on a cotton. Chereshot of a cotton, Allah b'nei das, Allah b'nei chiyuvim. What if cotton shalova? What if the cotton borrowed money? So the Rambam writes, quoting it from the Tshuvas Hagoyim, that if the cotton shalova, if he knows what he's doing, he's 10 years old, he understands what halva is all about, cotton shalova is chayv to pay back. His chayv is midas, the cotton does have. Only when the Torah imposes the chiyuv and the chof talar obas nazik, and that's a milvak, so about Torah, so that the Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv on a cotton. But a cotton shalova, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mava V'loiva, the cotton is b'chuyuv to pay. There are other differences as well. The Pashta says that the Torah never, we have Mishnayos later in the Kufs, around Kuf Gimel or so, that the Torah never imposes a chiyuv on pachas mishava pruta. Let's say a person scratches someone else's car, and hefts it, or he's mazik something, he steals something, pachas mishava pruta. So the Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv on me to pay less than a shava pruta. But if I go to the store and I buy a candy, and the candy sells 5 for a penny, and I accepted upon myself the obligation to pay. I bought one piece of candy, so I owe him a fifth of a penny. So I am a chuyuv to pay. If it's a chayvus midas, you can accept upon yourself a chayvus of less than a shavu pruta as well. If it's a milbak silver batar, if the Torah imposes a chiyuv, so that's the klal in the Mishnah. So the Torah never imposes a chiyuv of less than a shavu pruta. There is a famous distinction. The Gemara has a discussion in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel and the end of Bava Basra, different places are going to come up in Bava Kamma also, where the Shibura Deraisa and Shibura Lav Deraisa, the Rabbi Natam explains there are two Shiburim, the Shibur Aguf and Shibur Nechosim. So Shibur Aguf, that I have to pay you the money, that everybody agrees that that's Deraisa. Everybody agrees Halacha Lamaisa, there was an opinion that it's only a mitzvah, Priyas Pachayv is a mitzvah, it's not even a Shibur, but that opinion was rejected by the Gemara. So the Shibur Aguf, that's a Shibur, I owe you the money, whatever the case happens to be. And then the Shibur Nechosim, even if I sell my karka to Lekuchas, you have the right to go collect from the Lekuchas, because the karka is meshuvit to you. You have a lien on my property, on my karka. Shibin the Chasam. So Gemara has a big machlokes in different mesichtas whether that din, the ability of the malva to collect from the lakuches, is that a din deraisa, shibura deraisa, shibura lav deraisa. Big machlokes in the Rishonim and the Shach Paskin and the Simel HaMetes and Chosha Mishpat that it's a sveke edina. He gives a long list, Marocha, more Marocha, he quotes seven Rishonim hold the Shibura. The Raisa, seven Rishonim hold Shibura. Lav the Raisa, it's fake Adina. So one of the opinions is the Rabbeinu Hananel, quoted by the Tosis in Kiddush and Daf Yud Gimel, who's dealing with the contradiction between two Gemaras. How do you paskin whether Shibura the Raisa, lav the Raisa? So the Rabbeinu Hananel paskins this, based on the Gemara, he paskins this compromise. If it's a milva haksuva ba Torah, if the Torah imposes the chiv, then the Torah imposes to the maximum. So then you say shibura deraisa. You have the ability menat Torah to collect from the lekuchas as well. But if it's a milva sheniksuva ba Torah, it's a his chayvus midas. The person accepted it upon himself. So then we say shibura lab deraisa. They have quite a few differences ledina between a milva haksuva ba Torah, a milva sheniksuva ba Torah, his chayvus midas. Or a chiyuv mama that the Torah imposes. There's an important, everything in this Gemara is very important. There's an important, one of the many tosis in that are important, on Chesam and Aleph, the Bramask Kulam Nichnasu Tachas Abaylam. Tosis has a kasha. And you look when you get there, so that the Muki Yosef gives a very easy answer. The Gemara always starts with Daf Beis, and the Rif starts with Daf Aleph. So if you look in the standard editions, in the old editions, now they changed all the pages, but you look at the old editions of the Rif, it's on page Beis Amid Beis, towards the bottom, you have this, the Muki Yosef gives an elementary answer on Tosis Kasha. Why didn't Tosis give that answer? It's so simple. So it could be that Rav Soloveitchik thought that this distinction between Milva Ksuva V'Torah, Milva Sheni Ksuva V'Torah, plays a role in explaining why Tosis didn't give the simplest answer that the Nemuk Yosef gave. Could be, if you think about it for a while, you say that it's not so pashut. What the Nemuk Yosef said is not so pashut. So again, just to review, there are two types of chiyuv mamon. There's a chiyuv mamon that the Torah imposes, then a chiyuv mamon that the person accepts upon himself. In the category of the milva haksuva b'Torah, the chiyuv mamon that the Torah imposes upon the person, so now there are three different types of chiyuv and mamon that we're going to discuss at length. One is mamon, one is knas, and one is kapar. Three different types of tashlum. So mamon is when you pay lemalei hachisaron. When you are responsible for the fact that the other fellow is out that money. Let's say I go to the store and I buy a television. So I have to pay him for the television. I buy an automobile, I buy food. So I have to pay for the food because I took it. Or I damaged his property. So he suffered a hefsed because of me. Or I was negligent and my behemoth caused the damage. I was negligent. So it's my fault that he's out that money. So whenever I'm a chuyuv to make good the hefsed, it's my fault. That's mammon. Then you have knas. It's yosem imashe hizik. The ganav pays kefil. Sometimes he pays dalad behay. Or oynis mefata moitzi shemra. We just read last week in the parsha. Pay a fixed amount of money. So they can't say that's to make good the hefsid. That's not to make good the hefsid. It's usually going to be more or less than the hefsid is going to be. And the oynis mefata has to pay in addition to the knas that the Torah imposes upon him. He has to pay for nezik and he has to pay other things as well. So whenever it's a fixed, whenever it's a schum katsuv, that's the gemara and after as well. Whenever it's a schum katsuv, so then it's considered knas. Chatzi nezik of shartam is a machlokes palganiska, whether palganiska knosa or palganiska mamayna. That's on tezvav amanala going over Talmud Beis. Starts in the middle of tezvav amanala after the two dots. What is the machlokes? So the Gemara explains what the machlokes is. Do you say me ikar adin stam shvarim la beches kashima kaimi? The owner of the animal should have known that his animal can do hezek kavanas alahazik, just like human beings can be kavanas alahazik. So the dumb animals are not so dumb; they can also do kavanas alahazik. So the owner of the animal should have watched out for that, and he really should have been mechuyav to pay nezek shalom. But the Torah gives him a break, so he says it didn't occur to him that his animal is so smart that he can have a kavanas alahazik. So because he wasn't careful about it, so the Torah gives him a break, and he only has to pay chatzin nezek. But the chatzin nezik that he pays, he really should have paid Nezek Shalem. So then the Chatzai Nezek that he's paying is because he's responsible for the hepsid that the other person suffered, that he has to pay the Chatzai Nezek. Then it's Mammon. And we don't pass on like that. We pass on Stam Shvarim or Beches Kashim Akaim, that an animal is not so clever to do Kabanos Alahazik. Human beings can do Kabanos Alahazik. Human beings can kill, can murder, can steal, they can do, but behemoths are not so bright. So really, the Bala Behemoth shouldn't be responsible to pay even a penny. The Iker Adin should be part of the Gamri. And the Chatzai Nezek that he pays is Yosef Mimashe Hizik. Why? It's not Yosef, it's only Chatzai Nezek. Yosef Mimashe Hizik is Mechuyiv L'Shalom. He really should have been Mechuyiv to pay nothing, because Tam Shvarim of a Cheskoshima Kami. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara, whether Chatzai Nezek that the Bala sure pays by a short time, is that Momen or is that Knas? The Gemara comes to the Maskana that it's Knas. What's the difference, Halacha Lamaisa, whether something is Momen or Knas? So the famous Nafkamina is Moide B'Knas is Potter. That's Gemara's later, Ayin Beis, Ayin Dalad, later Perik Meruba. What kind of a din is that Moide B'Knas Potter? So the Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk. This is very interesting. The Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk. Asher Ashin Elohim, Ishalim Shnaim Dereyehu. So the Gemara says, Asher Ashin Elohim, Elohim Lashon Chol, means Dayonim Smuchim, Prat L'Mashiach Es Atzmo. If the person admits on his own that he's Chayiv the Kefel, or the Dal V'Hei, then he doesn't have to pay. So that expression, Prat L'Mashiach Es Atzmo, is what the Gemara formulates in other Mesich. The Gemara calls it Eidon HaMesim Atzmei Rosha. That's a person comes and he admits that he ate Chazer and he deserves Malkus. So you don't believe him. A person, you believe him, but you don't give him any Malkus. A person comes and he says he was Mechal Shabbos B'mezin and he deserves Skila. So you don't give him Skila based on his Haidos Baldin. Haidos Baldin Kemeidim Dam, he's only Dini Mominus. Doesn't apply to Malkus, it doesn't apply to Misa. Why? So the Gemara has a klal, Einon HaMeis Matzmei Rosha. Where they get this expression, Einon HaMeis Matzmei Rosha? They learned it out from this diuk in the Pasuk. Asher Ashion Elohim Prat L'Marshia Es Atzmo. Because we assume that just like Malkus and Misa is an onish, Malkus and Misa is an onish aguf, so too, Knas is also an onish. Not an onish aguf, it's an onish mama, but it's also an onish. In order to mechayev a person an onish, you have to have a birur, has to be in his bar to the bezin, that he did a rishit, that he did something wrong, that he did an avera. So that's the klal, ein on ames matzmei rosha. If a person admits, let's say, that he owes $1,000 to somebody else, so we say, Hados Baldin, Kemeinim Dami, we believe him. If a person admits that he robbed a bank and he stole $1 million from the bank, we also believe him. I ain't on a Mesa Matzmei Rosha. The answer is, the Rishonim say, Pagin and Ibura. We don't believe what he said that he robbed the bank. We believe he owes $1,000. He owes $1 million to the bank. He says he stole $1 million. We believe he owes $1 million. We don't have to, in order to make him pay, Mitam Ganef, $1 million that he stole, you don't have to have a birur why he's chayiv. A person says he admits that he owes money, he admits that he owes mammon, so let him pay. We don't care what the reason is. The reason that he gave us, we can't accept. He said the reason why is because he stole $1 million. We say, we don't believe that. We just believe Pagin and the Burr. We believe what he said, that he owes $1 million to the bank. But if he says, I robbed the bank and I owe Karen $1 million and Kefil $1 million, so to pay Kefil, that's an onish. It's not an onish aguf, it's an onish mammon. So in order to give a person an onish, Bezin has to be mevar that he did something wrong. So then we say, Einan HaMeis Matzmei Rosha, he's not believed to say that he robbed the bank. When he says, I robbed the bank and I owe the bank, I have to give back $1 million, forget about robbing the bank. He admits he owes the bank $1 million. We don't care what the reason is. He doesn't have to give a reason. But if he says, I owe $1 million as a knas, so knas is an onish. You can't be mechayev a person, bezin can't be mechayev a person an onish, unless they have a birur that the person did in avera. So that's the klal, asher ashin elohim, prat l'mashiach es atzmo, eidon ames matzmei rosha. Paying knas is an onish, not an onish aguf, but it's an onish. Rav Soloveitchik, when we learned Gemara Sanhedrin, Rav Soloveitchik raised the suffix. There is a problematic. Rambam, the Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos, and he lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs. So he has one mitzvah sesei, mitzvah lo sesei. So he has two separate mitzvahs lo sesei. One lo sesei is you're not permitted to do melacha on Shabbos. Another lo sesei is that bezin is not allowed to administer mitzvahs bezin on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara has this pasuk lo sevaru eish b'chol moshu asechem b'yoyim on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, why does it say Moshe Asechem? Moshe Asechem has the connotation of Moshe Bezin, that Bezin is not allowed to administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos. Why would I have thought that you are allowed to? So the Gemara says, I would have thought that it's a Kal V'chomer. There are two types of Kal V'chomer that's going to be in this Masechta, Taisus later. There are two different types of Kal V'chomer. One kind of a Kal V'chomer is, the Mishnah has later on, which is more chomer, Karen or Shem Beregel? So Shem Beregel apata b'shus harabim, and Karen is chai b'shus harabim. So that seems to indicate that Karen is more chomer than Shem Beregel. So Shem Beregel pay nezik sholem b'chotzer nizik. So Karen should pay the first time. Why does it only pay chatzin nezik? Maybe Karen tama should pay nezik sholem b'chotzer nizik. So that's Rab Tarfon has that kavachayma. If A is more chomer than B, and B has a certain chumrah, so it's kavu chumrah that A should have that chumrah. So Karen is more chumrah than Shem V'regel. We establish that because b'shus harabim, Karen is chayv and Shem V'regel is pata. So that shows Karen is more chumrah than Shem V'regel. So, and Shem V'regel has a chumrah that it's chayv nezik shalom b'shus hanizik the first time. Rab Tarfon learns that based on a kavu chumrah. We don't bask like Rab Tarfon. We have to see the Gemara. Why? Dayo, the whole sugya. What is dayo all about? That's important. Very important sugya halacha l'maisa. It's nugya halacha l'maisa. So Rab Tarfon said that's one kind of kal v'chomer. If A is more chomer than B, so whatever kulis B has, whatever kulis A has, certainly applied to B, and whatever chumis B has, certainly applied to A, because all the dinim have to fit into a pattern. All the dinim within the same area have to fit into a pattern. But then there's another kind of a kal v'chomer that Tosis points out. Yesh b'chlam sayim mana. If A is greater than B, and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. That's a better kal v'chomer. That's not that everything should fit into one pattern. A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So A is greater than C. Yesh b'chal m'sayim mana. So the Gemara says, Misas Bezdin is such an important mitzvah. The Pasuk says in Parshas from Shpatim, Mim is b'chit t'kochen olamos. Even if the murderer is the only kohen who's available to be makir karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's in the middle of hakrovas hakarbonis. So the Torah says you take him away and you don't bring karbonis. You take him away and you give him the death penalty. Aye, there's no other kohen who'll be able to bring karbonis till the next kohen's going to become bar mitzvah. I don't know, another half a year. So you won't bring karbonis for half a year. So you see that Mises Bezdin is more important than hakrovas kol hakarbonis. And there are some korbanos that are doicha Shabbos, a korban shizmana kavua, is a korban tzibah, zmana kavua, is doicha Shabbos. So if Mises Beznes is more important than all the korbanos, and some of the korbanos are doicha Shabbos, A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. So the Gemara has this kal v'chomer. You should really, based on this kal v'chomer, you should say that Mises Beznes should be doicha Shabbos. So that's why I need a pasuk that says that lo sevareish b'chol Moshe v'sechem has the connotation of Moshe Bezin. That's a Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos, in the middle of Sanhedrin. The Gemara has this. I would have said a kal v'chomer that it should be permissible to administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos. So kamashmal in the pasuk that not. So the poshup shat is kamashmal in the pasuk that there's something wrong with the kal v'chomer. That the kal v'chomer is incorrect. That if you're going to administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos, it will be considered a mechal Shabbos. The kal v'chomer is wrong. So the Rambam writes this as a separate loisese. There's one loisese not to do melacha on Shabbos, another loisese not to administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos. So the Mogen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos asks on the Rambam, why did he count this as a separate lav? There would have been a mistake in Hava Amina that Mises Bezin should be Doicha Shabbos. A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So Kamash Malon, the Kal V'chomer is wrong, so therefore it's a melacha. So you're not allowed to do a melacha on Shabbos. So that should be included in the regular lav, not to do melacha on Shabbos. Why did the Rambam count it as a separate lav? So the Achronim have a famous Mahalach. The Abnei Nezer has this very strong. There used to be a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Mendel Kasha, Zechron Leroch. He put out, he started the whole Torah Shlema project. He did a lot of projects. So he put out a book, Harama Mahamechilta de Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So he has one of the main things that he has in that book about the Rambam Mechilta de Rashbi is this, that the Rambam holds the Kal Vachomer is correct, and the Maskana, if the Bezin will administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos, they won't be considered Mechalei Shabbos. Kal Vachomer is correct. A is greater than B is greater than C, but it's a separate love not to be Manish B'Shabbos, Shalo L'Hanish B'Shabbos. And that's what several Achronim say. Abin Ezer talks about this. What if Bezin wants to put somebody in Cherem on Shabbos? He did some Aver and he deserves to be put in Cherem. So it could well be that that's also included. Even though they're not doing any Chilul Shabbos, they're not killing him. If they kill him, so that's Netilas Neshama. But if they didn't kill him, they just give him Cherem, means a curse that he should drop dead. But he didn't die yet on Shabbos, so they weren't Mechal Shabbos. So according to the Rambam, the Pashto says that would also be awesome on Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik wasn't sure, what if the Beis Din would force a person to pay knas on Shabbos? If Beis Din forces a person to pay mammon on Shabbos, so that's an isad piron chayv. It's also to do a piron chayv on Shabbos, gzer shema yichtov. You may write down, keep a record of it. Usually you pay by check, so you may forget. You may write a check, or you may write down that this debt was paid already. But what if the Bezin, so that's Gzera the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to do Piran Ahav, Gzera Shem Yichta. But what about if Bezin forces a person to pay Knas on Shabbos? So it could well be that the Bezin is in violation of Eimanishin. Because paying Knas is an Oynish. It's true, it's not an Oynish Aguf. That's what Rav Soloveitchik wasn't sure. It's an Oynish, but it's not an Oynish Aguf. So maybe that love, like Sevaresh, B'chol Manshur Sechem, is reserved only for Onshi Aguf, like Mrs. Bezdin or Malkus or Cherim. That's an Onshi Aguf, a curse that the person should drop dead. That's a Cherim. So this we know, that there are two categories of Tashlumi Momen. There's Momen and there's Knas. And by the Knas is Potter. And there's a Tosis in Ksubis in the middle of Perek Elonaris, I think in the middle of Elonaris, but Tosis quotes a Yerushalmi that before Beis Din makes the Gemar Din on the Knas, Afilu Babalos Yisidei Shemayim, you're not mechuyev to pay the Kefal. There's a guy who stole $1 million and now he has to pay back Keren and Kefal. He wants to pay on his own. He doesn't want to have a whole Din Torah. So Tosfos says you don't gain anything if you pay on your own. You can only pay Knas if the Beis Din Ashiyashin Elohim Pratlam Ashiyasatzma. An onish, a self-imposed onish, is not called an onish. So paying knas is supposed to be b'toras onish. So Bezin has to force you to pay. I don't have to fight with the Bezin. Once they give a psak, so that's considered Bezin is forcing me to pay. I don't have to fight with them as I'm paying the money. But if I pay on my own, I volunteer on my own, before Bezin makes a gemar din, so Tosfos, he accomplishes nothing. Because knas is an onish that can only be imposed on yidei Bezin. You need Bezin smuchim. That's the gemar daf tezvav. If palga niska mamayna, then you can be done at bebovel. If palga niska knasa, then you can't be done chatzin nezik bebovel, because they didn't have smuchim. You can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisroel. The smicha we have today is only imitation smicha. So a real smicha ended 1500 years ago, a long time ago, in the days of the Amoraim. So since nobody in Bavel, nobody in Chutzlars has any real, authentic smicha, so you can't be dan dini knosses. So the Gemara, that's the main difference. Whether chatzin nezik is mom in a knas, whether moedi be knas potter, whether you need a bezna of smuchim to be dan the knas. So these are two of the three categories of tashlumi momen where the Torah imposes the chiyuv. The Torah imposes a chiyuv by choyvul or mazik, that's momen, then the Torah imposes knas. And then there's a third category that's called kapora. Where do you have a chiyuv momen that's kapora? So the Gemara says on the first daf in Makkos, and the Gemara has over here on daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a Tosfos, my love, koifer. It's an important Tosfos. So we assume halacha that when a shor amud kills an adam, the Baal HaShor has to pay kofer. We assume that kufer kapara. So Shaila in the Gemara, kufer mamon, kufer kapara. We paskin kufer kapara. There are three types of tashlumi mamon where the Torah imposes. There's mamon, there's knas, And there's a third category, that's kapara. So Tosfos says, what's the difference, halacha l'maisa? We know the difference between mamon and knas. Moed beknas is butter, and afila bebalos is yedei shamayim. It doesn't make sense that he should pay on his own the knas unless bezin makes a gemar din and you need smuchim. All right, we know the difference between mamon and knas. What's the difference between kapara on the one hand and mamon and knas on the other hand? So there's one gemara gives you a difference. A mem aleph on the base, black and white in the gemara. Eidechud is believed to say that the bal hashor pays kofar. Eidechud is believed. Eidechud is not believed. The Torah says you need two eidim for mamonis, for nefashis, and for dovish b'yerva. The pasuk by nefashis says al pishnayim eidim al pishlosh eidim yumus ameis. Pasuk by mamonis says al pishnei eidim al pishlosh eidim yokum dover. Yokum dover goes on mamon. And then it says kimotzu erva's dover. We just had in parshas hashavua. The Gemara learns that dover mimamin. The dover should be erva also in each neid. So how is it possible that kapara, that to make a person to make the bala shor pay kofar is sufficient eid echod? How can it be that it's good enough eid echod? So the answer is because it's kapara. It's considered isa behetta. It's not considered. It doesn't belong to the category of the imam. If the man needs a kapara, Torah says that. Sometimes a person needs a kapara, he has to bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash. Here the Torah says he needs a kapara, he has to pay money. But it's not that he pays money to the other person, that it's mamayna bin adam machaver. It's really bin adam lamokam. Kufr kapara is really bin adam lamokam. So that's one nafkamina ladina, that it echod is nemad, that's a beferish gemara, I'm a malaf, I'm a beis. And the Tosis, Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, raises the question, what's the difference whether kufr kapara, kufr mamayna? So Tosis comes up with an afkemina that mechila wouldn't help. Let's say Maishar Amud killed an Adam and the Torah says I have to pay kofar, so I want to pay kofar to the Yorshim. The Yorshim say they don't need the money, they're wealthy enough, they don't need, they're not going to use the money for anything. So the Tosfos says if kofar would be mamayna, if something is mamon or knas, then the person to whom I owe the money is a balabas, he has the right to be moichel. But if it's kapara, he doesn't have the right to be moichel. Where do Tosfos get that idea from? We understand why. Eidechud is neman means that it's really yisav ahetah. So if it's yisav ahetah, he's not a balabas to be moichel. Like I have to shake a lula, I have to bring a korban in order to get a kapara. So the Torah says, I need a kapara, I have to give money to the Yorshim. So they're not the balabatim, they're not the balabatim to be moichel. But they have a mokar for this. It's just a pure svara. So Tosfos has a marker. If you look in the Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Lamin on the days, Dibra Hamaskal Zar Sheochal. So the Tosfos there in Ksubas quotes a Mishnah in Trumas that a Zar Sheochal Truma B'Mezid is Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So a Zar Sheochal Truma B'Shegeg has to pay Karen B'Chaimish. And the Gemara says Masechus Shabbos around Daf Ayin Aleph. So the Gemara says that Choymesh is to Misa B'dei Shamayim like Korban Chatas is to Koris. If a person does an Aveira B'Shogig, which if he would have done it B'Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Koris. So if he does Aveira B'Shogig, Kol Shazdana Koris is Shigosa Chatas. He has to bring a Chatas to get a Kapora. So here there's such a similar din. Azar She'ochal Truma, a non-Koyin is going to eat Truma, B'Mezid he'll be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. So if he eats the truma b'shogeg, he needs a kapara. So the way he gets a kapara is by paying karem mechaymish. So that's the Gemara makes that analogy. The Gemara has that marshal. So Tosfos quotes a Mishnah in Trumas that the zar shochel truma b'shogeg, the kohen has no right to be moichel. The karem mechaymish. Why not? So Tosfos said that's the reason why, because he has to pay the karem mechaymish as a kapara, and mechila doesn't work by kapara. Kapara is ben adam lamakam. The one to whom I pay the kohen, who is truma I ate, he's not the balabas to be moichel. Just the way to get the kapara is by giving him the money. The Rashi with the Tosfos, he says he doesn't believe that this is true. He says sof kol sof, why can't he be moichel? So the Rashi thinks Tosfos didn't prove the point. Tosfos came up with this chiddush that the zar shochel truma b'shegeg, the chaymish that he pays is b'toras kapara, and that explains why the kohen has no right to be mochel. So the Rash denies it. He says he doesn't see any hechrich to say that the chaymish that the zar pays is kapara. how come Mechila doesn't work? So he says a different reason why. Mechila, how does Mechila work in general? How does Mechila work? If I owe you money, how does it work that once you say you moichel, then later on a year goes by, if you moichel say you don't collect, then a year goes by and we're not so friendly. You say you want the money that you said last year you were moichel, you want the money back now. So I say, sorry, you were moichel, so I don't have to pay. So how does that work technically? How does Mechila accomplish a cancellation of the debt? So the Rash and Trumas is of the opinion that Mechila is considered a piroin. Let's say if I owe you $1,000, so I could either give you cash, or I can give you a check, if you agree to the check, I'll give you a check. Or let's say you say, do me a favor, give the $1,000 to your favorite charity. So if I give the $1,000 to your favorite charities, that's what you told me to do. Or you say, put the money in the mail. I put the money in the mail, so that's what you told me to do. However I make the money, however I make the payment accessible to you, so that's called a piron. So the Rash is of the opinion that Mechila cancels the debt. Mechila is considered another form of Tashlomin. Mechila is Kihiskap, Mechila is Piran. If the fellow would say, give the money to my children, give the money to Tzedakah, whatever he tells me to do, to the extent of $1,000, I do it, and that's the Piran. So he says, keep the money in your pocket. I'm happy you keep the money in your pocket, and that's considered, it should be considered as if you paid me. That's what he told me to do, put the money in my pocket. So I left it in my pocket. I satisfied him by he told me to leave the money. So the Rash says that's only if the Torah doesn't tell you what form of payment you have to have. Let's say an Odama Mazik. So I can either pay by cash or by check or by karka. I have to pay Idis. Or if you tell me I should give the money to your favorite charity or give it to your children or donate it to the yeshiva, whatever you want, that's the piron. But here the Torah tells you a specific form of piroin. When the Zah Shachal Truma B'Shegig, let's say he drank wine that was Truma. So he has to be mafresh wine, the amount that he drank, and he has to give it to the Kohen. When he gives it to the Kohen, Tashlum and the Pachim Lios Truma. He can't make out a check and he can't give cash. He has to give Dafke Dova Haroi Lios Kodesh. He has to give some food, which is Chulin. And when the Din declares, when Asan Lakoinis HaKodesh, when the Zar Shachal Truma B'Shegi gives the Karen B'Chemish to the Kohen, so the Tashlumen and the Pachim Lios Truma, it has the status of Truma on it. So the Torah tells you a specific form of how to do the Piron, how to do the Tashlumen. So this, the Rash says, that's the reason why Mechila doesn't work. How come Mechila ever works in Kol HaTorah Kula? Because Mechila is a form of Piron, because the Torah doesn't say how you have to do the piron. You can pay by cash, pay by check, pay whatever will satisfy the other person. But here the Torah tells you what form the piron has to have. You have to pay back. If you drank wine, you have to give wine. If you ate bread, you have to give back bread. If you ate the sorim, you have to give sorim. Whatever you, if you ate potatoes of truma, you have to give back potatoes of chulin, and then they'll convert to become truma. So here the Torah gives you a specific form of tashlum. So the Rash thinks that the whole Tosfos is incorrect. He's not convinced that the Zah Shachal Truma B'Shegeg, the Tashlumen is Kapur, and he says the whole raya that Tosfos had was why Mechila doesn't work. He has his own pshat, why Mechila doesn't work. But that's the Tosfos writes. Mechila doesn't work, and they understood that that's what it says in the Mishnah, in Trumas. Then Tosfos has another Chiddush here, fantastic Chiddush. On Mem Gimel Amar Al Hamaschal Maylav, Tosfos has, Ein kapara lahamisa. Let's say my shor hamod killed an adam, and I didn't have a chance to pay the kofar until I die. So after I die, they say nishtabdu hanachasim, and the yorshim of the harug, my shor hamod killed an adam. So his yorshim have a right to collect from my yorshim, because nishtabdu hanachasim shali, can they collect lahamisa? So whenever I owe money, choyvel mazik, karen, mamon, knas, whatever. There's a din of Shibin Nechasim that's going to be on Daf Ches, a whole discussion, a whole mesichta about Shibin Nechasim, about collecting from the Yorshim, collecting from the Lekuches. So Tosfos says, but if the Tashlumin is not Momen Aknas, it's Kapara, Tosfos comes up with a klal, Ein Kapara LaMeisim. Ein Kapara LaMeisim, we're used to, those who studied the Zvachim this past, the last couple months. So Zvachim has a din like that. If someone was Mafresh, Achatas, or Enosham, the Chatas and Oshim is not bob ben edim in a dove. You can only bring in if you're mechuyev to the Chatas and the Oshim. So if the person designates a Chatas and Oshim and then he dies, so you can't be a makriv for the dead person, because ain't kapara la mesim. But Tosis broadens the klal here. Tosis says not only ain't kapara la mesim, kapara of bringing a korban chatas and an oshim, like the Gemara says. Tosis says ain't kapara la mesim if kufra kapara, which we pass in kufra is kapara. So if the bal hashor hamuad who killed the adam, if I die and I didn't pay the kofar, my yorshim, it doesn't make sense that my yorshim should pay for me the shtab dan chosim, because I'm not going to get a kapara anyway. Ain't kapara la mesim. It sounds like a fantastic chiddush. Tosfos extended the din. We're familiar with the Gemara in Tzvachim, ein kapara la mesim by korbanos. You can't bring a korban for a dead person. How did Tosfos know that ein kapara la mesim applies even to tashlum and mom and that's kapara? So the answer is it's a beferish Gemara. Beferish Gemara on kuf dalad amibes. You have to know the whole mesichta here. Everything is interconnected. So the Mishnah is on Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The din is there's an institution of Hasham Gzeilus. What is Hasham Gzeilus all about? There are six Hashamas. It's in the Siddur. So one of them is Hasham Gzeilus before Baruch Shama. Those who come on time say the Mishnah in Zemekam. So there are six Hashamas. Hasham Gzeilus is like this: if I owed you money and I swear falsely that I don't owe you the money, even if Bezin didn't require, not a Shavuos Hadayah, not that Bezin required of me, I volunteer on my own Shavuos that I do not owe you money, then I admit that I swore falsely, I really do owe you the money. So I swore that I do not owe you. You asked me, where's the $1,000 that I owe you? I swear that I don't owe you the $1,000. And I admit that I do owe you. So not only do I have to pay back the $1,000, when I admit that I swore falsely, I have to add on Chomesh. Chomesh means 25%. That's not the way we speak today. Chomesh is 25% because after you make out the check for $1,250, so the Chomesh $250 is one-fifth of the total payment. You're paying the Karen with the Chomesh, so the 25% is 20%. After you pay the whole thing together, it's 20%. So that's it's not really 20%. We would say 25%. So the Mishnah says, and even if I die and I didn't pay the Chomesh while I was alive, my Yorshim have to pay the Chomesh also. So the Gemara raises a question: Alma Chomesh Mamaynahu V'Yemayis Mishal Mele Yorshim. Because if Chomesh would be kapara, ain't kapara la mesim. So what Tosfos said on Daf Mem Gimel is a beferish Gemara. The Gemara was toying with the idea, maybe Chomesh, when a person swears falsely that it doesn't owe money, and the Torah says in Parshas Vayikra, you have to pay Karim v'Chomesh and bring Hashem Gzelois. So is that Chomesh kapara or not? Why did they have a havamina that the Chomesh should be kapara? Sounds a little bit like that Tosfos in Ksuvos Daf Lamed on the base, that the Chomesh by Zav she'ochal truma b'shogeg is kapara. And the Gemara sounds like it says like that. The Gemara in Shabbos says Chomesh is to Misa v'dei Shamayim like Korban is to Kores. Just like Dovash is done to Kores she'gigos ha'chatos. So the chatos is a kapara for having violated the aver b'shogeg, which is so chomer that this Kores. So Chomesh is the Misa v'dei Shamayim also for the purpose of kapara. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Chomesh by the Zav she'ochal truma b'shogeg is kapara. The Rash didn't like it. The Rash said that the whole raya of Tosfos was from Mechilin. He reinterpreted the Mishnah. He said the reason why there's no Mechila because Mechila is Piron. Here the Torah tells you a specific form of Piron. You have to give Dabar Roili as Kodesh. You can't just pay money. So he said you can't say Mechila is Kipiron. The Torah requires a specific form of Piron. But the simple Pshat in the Gemara sounds like we know that there is a Chomesh floating around that is Kapara. When is that? By Zav she'ochal truma b'shogeg, that's Taka Kapara. So what about over here? By the Shavuos, by the Hasham Gzeilos, when the person swears falsely that he does no money and he has to Torah penalizes, he has to give Chomesh, is this Chomesh also Kapara or not? So the Gemara says it is not Kapara. If it would have been Kapara, then you wouldn't be able to collect after I die, ain't Kapara la Mesim. And the Mishnah Kuv Gimel Amar Aleph says, Beferish, even after I die, my Yorshim have to still pay the Chomesh to the other person. Then the Gemara continues to have another nafkamina, whether Chomesh is kapara or not. So the Mishnah on Kuv Gimel Amar Aleph has the following: Let's say you ask me that I owe you $1,000. Where's the money already? You're waiting 10 years. Why don't I pay you the money? I swear that I paid you the money. And then later on, I admit that I swore falsely, so I have to pay Keren V'Chomesh and bring Hashem Gzela. So the Mishnah continues, and what if I paid the Keren? I paid the $1,000, but I didn't pay the $250. And then you ask me, Nu, you wait a month, and you say, Nu, where's the $250 additional dollars? I say, I paid you already. I swear that I paid you already. And then I admit that I didn't pay you, so I have to pay Chomesh and Chomesh. That's what the Mishnah says. Chamishisov, Yosef Olav. It says in the Pula, Chamishisov, Yosef Olav. It means there's a Chomesh and Chomesh, more than one Chomesh. So the Gemara says, if the Chomesh would have been Kapara, so how can it be called Hashem Gzeilus? It's not that I owe you money, Ben Adam Lachaveiro. If I owe you money, that's Momen Aknas, that's Ben Adam Lachaveiro. You're a Balabas on that Tashlumin. If I owe you money, that's Kapar. I don't owe you. I have to shake a lulav. I have to bring a korban. It's not for you. I need a Kapar. The way to get the Kapar, Torah said, by giving you money. But you're not a Balabas. It's not Ben Adam Lachaveiro. So what do you mean? I'm swearing falsely to you and I'm cheating you of the money that I owe you. It's not Hashem Gzeilus. It has nothing to do with Gzeila. Gzela is, if it's been on Machaber, it's Gzela. So the Gemara has that nafkamina also. If Chaimish would have been Kapara, then they wouldn't ever have Chaimish on top of Chaimish. If he already paid the Karen, and he swears falsely that I paid the Chaimish, and then he admits that he swore it was a lie, that he never paid it, so the Mishnah says that you do pay Chaimish on Chaimish, Chamish Yisov, and the plural is Chaimish on Chaimish. The Gemara says, if Chaimish would be Kapara, just like by Zasha Chalchum of Bishayge, the Chaimish is Kapara, according to Tesef. Chaimish over here by Hashem Gzeilus would be Kapara, then the Gemara says it wouldn't be Shaykh to pay Chaimish on Chaimish. It's not a Din Torah ben Adam Machavera. It's not that he didn't steal from the other person. He didn't do the mitzvah, that's mutal on him. Let's say the Lubavitcher gets me in the street, he asks me, did you wear tefillin today? I swear I did wear tefillin. Then it turns out it's a lie, I didn't wear tefillin. So I have to bring Karim of Chaimish. There's no Hashem Gzeilus. It's not a dintur between me and the Lubavitcher what I put on tefillin. That's like Hashemayim. It's supposed to wear tefillin. If I swear falsely, so I did it not there. But it has nothing to do with Hashem Gzeilus. So these are some of the nafkaminas between Mamoin and Kapora. On the first daf in Makkos, some of you may have learned the first daf in Makkos. So the Gemara has certain cases. There's a din of Kasha Zamam. We just read about it. Sizim la Kasha Zamam, Nasas Lochem in the Parsha Sashavua. So the Gemara has, there are certain cases where you don't give kasha zama. So one of the cases is, if the witnesses testify falsely, they made up a whole baba mice. The witnesses testify falsely that I owe kofar. They testify that Maisha Amod killed an Adam. Fourth time, it killed Reuben, killed Shimon, killed Levi, then it killed Yehuda, killed the fourth time. And therefore, not only the Shor Chai Misa, the Baal Shor has to pay kofar. Then it turns out, Imanu Hayisem, the whole thing is a lie, Boba Maisa, and I'm not chayiv to pay kofar. So they wanted to make me pay $100,000 for kofar, whatever, to make Hanizik, whatever it happens to be. So why don't you say Kasha Zama, make them pay me the $100,000 that they wanted me to pay to the Yorshim? So the Gemara says no, because since kofar kapara, so you don't pay Kasha Zama. Why don't you pay Kasha Zamam? What's the pshat in that Gemara? So the pashtus it could be in that Gemara is the following. There is a famous ktsais. The ktsais raises a question. Do you have a din of Kasha Zamam when Eidechot Nemen be Yisurim? That's how I was away on vacation. I just came back a few hours ago. So my next neighbor comes in, she tells me that while we were away, a Nochri came into the house and he was menasach all of my wine. He opened up all the barrels of wine and he was stirring the wine, the shame of it is all the wine is asabah, and I have to pour it down the drain. I said, when did it happen? So my next neighbor says, it happened last Wednesday. Then other people come and they say, last Wednesday, the next door neighbor was in Philadelphia. She wasn't even home. She wasn't home the whole week. So the Tzayzachoshin raises the question, would there be a din of Kasha Zamam over here? Because the Edom in the first place, you didn't really need Kasher Edom, two Kasher Edom, the din is Eidechonam and Bisurim, to say Nisnasach Yenecha. So would there be a din of Kasha Zamam? So the Tzayzach is not sure. So the Nesivas has a comment, he says, that's ridiculous, certainly not. because Kamakim Shenema Eid, the Gemara has a binyanav. Whenever the word Eid appears in Chumash, unless it says Eid Echad, they all come Eid Echad Dish, Lchalav, and Lchalchat, says Eid Echad. But if it doesn't say Eid Echad, it says Eid. So whenever it says Eid, it means two Eidim, means two Kashra Eid. So the Torah says, so the Torah seems to limit the din of kashizama, only applies in a situation where you needed two kashra eidim. By the stasach yanecha, since eid echad is neman, so the whole parsha of hazama doesn't apply. The Mishnah is only have hazama. Minimon abish plani that is chayv moment. Minimon abish plani that is chayv malkut, that is chayv misa. But if minimon abish plani that nisnasach yeno, so since Eid Echad is Neman, so the whole Parsha of Hazama doesn't apply. So we had the Gemara, Mem Aleph on the base. The Gemara said, we perish, that Eid Echad is believed to be Mechayiv, the person to pay Koifer. So enough in the Gemara. No two ways about it. The perish Gemara, Eid Echad is Neman, to be Mechayiv Koifer, because Kufra Kapara. So it's considered Issa the Heter. So according to the Nesiva, since the Chiyiv to pay Koifer is Issa the Heter, it's not considered din imamim, so there's no din of kasha zamam at all. So that's what the Gemara said. The first daf of Makkos, minimon beish pliny, two witnesses testify that he's chayv to pay koifer, that a shor hamuad killed the fourth time, and the bala shor has to pay koifer. And then huzmu, turns out that the whole thing is a lie, never happened. So the Gemara says there's no din of kasha zamam because kufra kapara. What does it mean? Kufra kapara. So eid echad is believed. So if eid echad is believed, so there's no din of kasha zama. That's exactly what the Nesiva said. That's the Pashup Shad. And the Gemara, the first Daf and Makkos, the base on the base. There is the famous Tosfos on Dalet Amud Aleph and Bava Kama Kiri HaAdam. Tosfos discusses why is when a person murders somebody else, how come he doesn't pay kofer? If the Shah Mu'ad pays Kaifer, the Balashar has to pay Kaifer. If the Shah Mu'ad pays Kaifer, so when Adam Shahoreg, he should certainly pay Kaifer. So the first Balatais is the revolt. The first Balatais thinks that the reason why Adam Hahoreg is Chaver doesn't pay Kaifer is because Kam Levi the Rabbinay. Kam Levi the Rabbinay is learned out from a Pasik and Parshas Mishpatim, more than one Pasik, that whenever there's a Chiv Misa that's Chal simultaneously with the Chiv Mammon, so you have to pay the Chiv Mammon. So that's Kam Levi de Rabbinay. So Tosfos disagrees with this Bala Tosfos. And Tosfos says, Kam Levi de Rabbinay has no shaykhas to Kaifa. Why not? They don't explain why not. So if you look in it, so the Maharam on the bottom of the Marshur has one pshat. But the Maharam didn't have the Tosfos that we have on Bava Kama, the original set of Tosfos, is the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Shittim Kubetz's quotes are a lot. It's a separate sefer, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. So the Tosfos the Maharam didn't have the Rabbeinu Peretz. You look at Rabbeinu Peretz, he doesn't say what the Maharam said is interesting. You got to see what he has to say. But the Pshat and the Tosfos, Al Pi Pashtus, is what the Rabbeinu Peretz says. Tosfos is written Bekitzer. It's in a bridge form. All the Tosfos in Bava Kama are in a bridge form of the Rabbeinu Peretz. So he says the following, Kam Levi de Rabbinay doesn't apply to Kapura. Kam Levi de Rabbinay only applies to Mammon and to Knas. But when I have a Chiyav Mammon, that's Kapura, that's not really a Chiyav Mammon, Bin Adam HaChaver, that's Bin Adam LaMokam. So you don't apply Kam Levi de Rabbinay. There is such a Tosfos in the beginning of Moed Katan. There is a Gemara Masecha Shabbos. Strange Gemara. The Gemara says, a person is carrying something in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. He's at ala kli b'shogag al ha'oichlin. He's carrying the kli b'mezid. He knows you're not allowed to carry a kli in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. He's carrying the kli, and he deserves misa for carrying the kli. But shogag al ha'oichlin, he thought that just like ochel nefesh is mutter on yontav, he thought ochel nefesh is mutter on Shabbos. He thought you're allowed to carry food on Shabbos. So he carried the food b'shoigeg, thinking that it's mutar, and he carried the kli b'mezin. So the Gemara says, what's the din? He's chayv misa for carrying the kli b'mezin, the edim of hasra, and he's chayv achatas for carrying the oichlin b'shoigeg. So Tosfos says the kasha, one should say, kam lebi de rab minei, since he's chayv misa, he should be potter from bringing the korban chatas. It's a funny kasha. So Tosfos answers, chatas is kapara, and there's no kam lebi de rab minei on kapara. So that's what Tosfos says over here, that Kufra Kapara. So since Kufra Kapara, so you don't apply Kamalevi the Ramanate to Kapara. These are some of the differences. These are several of the differences between Kapara on the one hand, as opposed to Mamina Knas on the other hand. Then the Tosfos in Ksubas has another nafkamina, Laman on the base, Achidish. Tosfos has, we usually have a klal sofik deraisa lechumer. Let's say a person is mesupik, he wore tefillin this morning, he has a sofik whether the tefillin were kosher. He shook a lulav, he's not sure whether the lulav and the esrog were kosher. So we say, if it's a din deraisa, sofik deraisa lechumer. So you do the mitzvah over again, bali bracha, sofik brachas lehakel, the Rambam says, he do the mitzvah over. What if it's a sofik tashlumim? I'm going to have a sofik if I owe you money. So then we say, if I'm muchzak on the money, so you say sofik mamona lekula. Even though sofik deraisa lechumra, that's in a sofik mitzvah, sofik avera, but sofik mamona lekula because the person is muchzak. So Tosfos says, when do you say sofik mamona lekula? By mamon and by knas. But by kapora, you don't say sofik mamona lekula. There's no concept of muchzak. If you're mesupik, if you have to pay the kapora, so Tosfos says you do have to pay. Ah, chidish. We treat kapora like yisav heta all the way. Eirechod is neman. There's no din of kasha zaman. So many there's no kamlevi the rabbinay. Quite a few nafkaminas. So bottom line, just to review, we're learning the zikin. The zikin is a new area. Didim mamon is a new area. They really should, instead of shisha sidri mishnah, they really should have been shlosha sidri mishnah. There should be nizikin, and then there should be taris. Bidam the dan is isa veheta. So everything kala tarkula should be isa veheta. That should be one seder in nizikin, and then that's one seder mishnah. Then you should have taris. And then bidin with din bid nega la nega. Nega la nega, there's taris. Now there should have been three. So how come there is shisha sidri mishnah? So the Gemara says the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bam are slightly different when it comes to Kutchin. Ein lemeidim lomim and alomid and other dafkaminas also. So I can understand why Kutchin is a separate area. So I understand you should have Nizikin, you should have Taris, you should have Kutchin, you should have everything else should be Yisavaheta. How come there's another? So there should be four. Yeah, there should be four. I can understand why Avodah Zarah should be separate. Gemara says the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam are slightly different when it comes to Avodah Zarah, because the Pasuk says, Shakitz to Shakzenu, Saif to Sabenu Kecherimhu. So Gemara says, whenever you're not sure how to darshan the dinim, so you always go to Chumrah. Even though it's not so mistabra, you always go to Chumrah when it comes to Avodah Zarah. So I can understand why Avodah Zarah should be a separate Seder and Mishnayis. Then I can understand why dinim the Fashis should be a separate Seder and Mishnayis, because the Gemara says, as Gemara said, the Hitzilah Ho'edo teaches you that the Midrash HaTorah and the Reshes Behem are different in the area of Din and Nefashis. You always bend over backwards, Lohakel. So I can understand if there would have been Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, if you would have had Bein Dam Ladam, all of Isa Veheta would be one Seder Mishnah, Bein Din Ladin Nizikin, Bein Nega Lanega Taris, and then Kochim should be separate, because the Midrash HaTorah and the Reshes Behem are different in Kochim, then Avodah Zarah should be separate. Because the Midrash HaTorah and the Reshes Behem are different there, then Din and Fashas should be separate. But that's not the way Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did it. He made Zrayim Moed Nashim Zikin. I don't know. I don't know. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi do my suggestion? I don't know. So we're learning the Zikin. Zikin Yini Hamor Agadol. It's complicated. And there are different types of Chiyuv Imamah that we're going to be dealing with. So some are Milveh HaKsuvah B'Torah Chiyuv that the Torah imposes, and some are Milveh She'enik Suvah B'Torah, even if it weren't written in the Chumash, we would know on our own that we're Mechuyuv to pay. Now within the category, and there are differences, L'Halacha, we said quite a few differences, L'Halacha, six differences, the Milveh HaKsuvah B'Torah, Milveh She'enik Suvah B'Torah. And then within the Milveh HaKsuvah B'Torah, there are three categories. There's Momen, there's Knas, and then there's Kapora. So the differences between Mamon and Knas are famous. Moedib Knas is Potter, and you need a Bezen Smuchim. A lot of differences. And Afila Bebalas is Yedei Shamayim. It doesn't make sense to pay the Knas before you have a Gemar Din for the Bezen of Shloshes Smuchim. But what are the differences between Kapara and on the one hand, and Mamon and Knas on the other? So this is rooted in the Gemara, Kuv Dalet Amud Beis. And the first Daf and Makkos has different Gemaras all over the place. Eirechot is Neman. There's no din of kasha zamam. So many differences halach lemais. So that's what we're going to be learning this year. You should have a successful year. You should all learn up the storm.